How's everybody doing today? Welcome back once again to another episode of the One Shot Podcast. Here we have Mr. Borinx HTX, your host with the absolute most. We have the single last member of Team Havoc Studios that has not been on this podcast. You know what I'm saying? He's been running. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't fuck with us. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? My feelings are hurt.
I really don't.
That's crazy. No, I'm just joking. You know what I'm saying? This is something that was long overdue. I mean, very long overdue. We now have
1 year, man.
I think you might be the very first graduate from the Team Havoc Academy, from the academy we had for recruiting creators. I'm pretty sure you were the first.
I was, yeah.
The first graduate, you know what I'm saying? You got the cap and gown still, you know what I'm saying? You got the flag on the background, he's official. Look at my boy Giddy Pop today. Giddy, how you doing today, man? How's it going?
I'm good. I feel great finally be on here.
I love to hear that, man. So, for the audience that's listening, you know what I'm saying? Because there may be somebody, maybe, you know what I'm saying, one in a few. I may not know exactly who Giddy is. So, for those people who do not know who Giddy is, why don't you tell them who Giddy Pop is today? Today, in general, all together, give us a quick synopsis. Who is Giddy Pop?
I'm a very blunt, honest person.
I like that.
I love music. I get along with pretty much everybody. That's probably about it.
Music thing, I mean, just look behind him. That's all you need to see. You know what's crazy? I'm about to say something controversial right here and right now. But that poster between the Team Havoc flag and the Iron Maiden one, no offense, I think that artist is extremely mid.
I'm sorry.
I forgot who it was. Somebody tried to argue with me that. I think it was Chicago. Yeah, Lil Skies. Because I'm like,
that was in the fucking.
We rated, I think it was like the top, what was it? It wasn't 100 songs because we didn't do 100, but it was like sort of like best, the top rap like, songs.
Rappers. Yeah, top rap song or something.
The top rap song. I remember we did like a bracket tier. It was me, Shield, Chicago, and Mikey. And I remember Chicago tried to.
It was Nowadays. I remember.
The song's not bad, but it's just like that went against X. And I'm like, look, I got an X t-shirt. X is probably like the only artist I have like a t-shirt of in my.
Yeah, top 100 rap songs of all time.
Yep, I mean, hey.
I don't know how it made all time, I'm gonna be honest.
What, the Lil Skies song?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I don't know who made that listing, bro, but they threw a bunch of songs in there, and I'm just like, dude, who? Like, there's no way we're being serious with this.
They just didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Bro ran out of songs to put for 100, man. I'm like, bro, that's a lot of songs y'all could have put in here. It could have been a lot more 50 Cent, a lot more Tupac, a lot more Jay-Z, Nas, you know what I'm saying, Lil Wayne, a lot more Wayne, but there wasn't enough Wayne. And I'm like, we got a bunch of X, you know what I'm saying? I like X, but there's way too much X on here. You know what I'm saying? That whole shebang. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good, though. It's okay. It's all okay. Right. So, sorry. I did also just want to say, all right? Because I know, but people listening don't know. Where does your name come from?
It was my nickname when I was really little. Mm. And it's just stuck.
Stuck since then.
And I was trying to figure out a name for Twitch, and I was like, I'm just going to use my nickname because... Mm-hmm. That's what everyone knows me as.
Because think about how cool it would be if like people like, you know what I'm saying, they knew you from when you were a child and then they see you streaming like, oh yeah, put two and two together. Hey man, it's Giddy Pop again. Boom, boom, boom. Then it's that easy thing to automatically remember because it's not like your name is Jonathan, but your name is like Coolio 45 or some shit. Yeah, right. like it's something that they're already used to, you know what I'm saying? So the transition in there was just boom, easy. So
no, okay. Before you go on to the next question, I got a story about my nickname.
Go ahead.
When I first started streaming, right, mm-hmm. I was watching this Valorant streamer, but mm-hmm. it was like he had like two viewers, and I was like, I'm just gonna hop in see what's up. And so I was like, yo, and he was like, yo, is this? And then inserted my real name, and I was like, who the fuck is this guy? Dude, I've never seen him a day in my life, but he knew, like, my real name, dude.
That's so scary.
Yeah, dude, I freaked out and blocked him on TikTok, Instagram, Twitch. Dude, I freaked out because I didn't know who it was. So, yeah. That was, like, 2 years ago. Yeah.
He's still blocked?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I don't even remember his name, but he scared the hell out of me. I'd never seen him before a day in my life.
Oh, okay, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, no, I had no idea who this dude was.
Oh, that's hella scary. I thought I was about to say, because I'm like, bro, that may have been the guy you probably grew up with or something like that. You just forgot. But hey, that's crazy. Nah, because I remember, I forgot who it was, but somebody had said, I think Duke Dennis said this in a video. He was like, one thing that's kind of like scary with being a content creator, bro, is when you get to a certain size, people know enough information about you, right? They know what city you live in, what state you live in, your height, weight, where you're from, your first, last name, ethnicity, everything, right? So somebody could know that from start to finish, but they'll walk up to you and say, hey, man, what's good, bro? And you're like, bro, I have no idea who this guy is, but hey, how you doing, man? But he just knows everything about you, but you don't know anything about him. Them. That is so, like, scary, because it's like, because I remember, like, I was, I'm editing a video for Improviser. He reacted to a video when he went, like, sneaker shopping for Complex. And it's, like, the guy who, like, almost the host of the show, right? Bro knew everything about him, like, from start to finish. Stuff that was, like an aha moment to do. Because he's like, man, I don't even remember that. But it's just, like, that's what I'm saying. It's, like, somebody can do a bunch of research and know all about you. And it's, like, you don't know none about this guy. You just here for the episode.
Yeah.
That discrepancy is so crazy.
Dude, I don't know. It's so easy to find out things about people.
So easy.
People don't realize it, but dude, they could go somewhere and find everything out.
Every single thing. Like, I forgot who it was. Oh, that's what it was. It was, I guess you want to call him a family friend. I automatically call him my uncle, because that's how high Africans are. We call everybody that's like a family friend an uncle. So the way it was like, he came to my house one time, right? And like him and my dad were talking, and like, I put my number in his phone. He said my number because he said, like, to keep in touch or something like that, right? And he told me, like, try calling him, right? I called him. First and last name popped up. I'm like, yo, wait, what the fuck? I'm like, I don't even have my name saved in your contacts, and it's there. I'm like, bro, that's just scared the shit out of me. I'm like, bro, okay, that's crazy. So it's like something from like that. And also people getting their numbers leaked, all kinds of crazy shit. So it's like endless ways you can figure out who somebody is and everything about them. You know what I'm saying? So I always give you flowers, because you're technically the only person who has a Team Havoc flag behind your wall on the setup, right? So in terms of content creation, right? I want to know, like, the starting journey, like the starting inclination, I guess you want to say, because there's always a point for everybody where it's like, we understand that we always knew people were like creating videos. We always knew about the stuff. We always knew about like OG days, like Machinima, old Optic days, old MLG days. We always knew people that like made content that long ago. But it's just like, for you in particular, what was the like the starting sparking moment that said, I can do this too? Like, in terms, because it always starts off, you play video games, you have an inclination on playing video games, but then there's that start that says, I can do this content creation stuff too. What was yours?
It was probably when I got my first PC, and like, when I got it, I was like, dude, I can really like just start making content right now if I wanted to. Because I mean, I had a PS4 before that. I mean, I could have made content on there, but it wouldn't.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
PlayStation, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Not and it, like, and it wouldn't have been like good. And I was like, dude, I really could like make content right now if I wanted to. I kind of always wanted to just try it out, just see how it would go and work or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then I started, and I just fell in love with it.
What was the year you started? Because you said you got PC first. Was this recent or was this like a while ago? Like
probably December will probably be 3 years.
December would probably be, okay. So you never had that sort of spark when it came to like console? Because I know with console, it's much harder. With console, it's either you're doing the share clip thing, you save it, and then like, there's a method that I did, and I know Biggie did this as well, because he told me that he did it as well. It's like, you plug in a flash drive into your PS4, right? And then from there, all the save like videos and stuff, even the screenshots as well, you can send all those to a flash drive, plug those into like a computer or something like that. And then from there, I throw them into like editing software, start editing there. But those even weren't like the best quality possible. The next up level was the Elgato. You have the Elgato, you could up to the computer, you could up to the PlayStation as well. So it's much harder. But what else? We got PC, so we just OBS, record, boom, that's it. And we got a mic, so it's just, it's much easier, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you never had, like, those thoughts, like, of at least creating content when you were like playing on console?
I mean, I wanted to, but I honestly just found it way too hard.
That's what like, I'm saying. It was just too hard.
I
was like,
dude, I didn't want to go through all that just to make a 2-minute video.
Yeah, because I mean, I have no gato. It's hard. It's too complicated. Your laptop's on fire. It's hot as shit. Like, you got it.
Yeah.
Dude, that Elgato software, like, needs to be, like, illegal. That thing will set your laptop on fire, bro. It's crazy. But most people who did it, they had, like, PCs with their consoles. So they didn't have to go through that burden. You know what I'm saying? So, content creation on PC. Is it the same PC you have now, or is it like you've
already... Yeah,
like,
dude.
Okay. You obviously upgraded and stuff like that, right? Some parts, at least. Yes. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I literally updated my RAM. That's it. What? No, and my storage.
Okay. Okay.
I'm stingy. I don't like spending money.
I don't know. I'm not going to lie. The only thing that's like stock for me...
I hate spending money.
Man, I feel you, bro. Because I'm not going to lie, I swapped out practically everything in my PC other than the fans and the GPU. Everything else has been swapped out since then.
And I got a CPU fan. That's it.
So wait, CPU? Well,
here's the thing. I bought this, like, I don't even know, probably a year and a half ago, dude.
Ooh.
I got a Core i7.
Well, i7 joint?
Still in the box.
What?
Still in the box, dude.
What do you got in the PC now? What do you have in the PC now?
It's Core i5 and 1650 with 16 gigs of RAM.
You probably bought a Nick
and 4 terabytes.
Ooh, hard drive or SSD?
Hard drive.
Gotcha. I was about to say four. How much is, you know what? I'm about to do this mid podcast. How much is 4 terabytes of SSD? Let me see.
Too damn much. Too damn.
Ah, shit, man. What in the $220? What in the $300? You know what? You know what? We ain't even gonna worry about that. That's a crazy amount of money right there.
You know how much?
Yeah, we're just gonna do this midstream.
Yeah, man.
It's either $200 or $70. I'm going 70.
Might as well go, because I mean the thing with hard drive is it's like, because I mean if you're just storing shit on there and you're not constantly accessing it, there's no point in you having an SSD unless you just want to be weird. You know what I'm saying? You just, oh, I have an SSD.
Okay, weirdos.
Cool. Okay, you have an SSD. Cool. So what? Like, I don't know. I just feel like 4 terabytes. If you're doing that SSD, I need to know what you're doing and why are you constantly accessing 4 terabytes of storage every day. Motherfucker storing missile launch codes and Call of Duty kill streaks in real life. Motherfucker maniac. Like, what are you storing on there? Like, you're constantly accessing 4 terabytes of space.
Finds out everything about you, and he's going to do a fucking aerial strike on your house.
Motherfucker, man. He's telling you.
Dude we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, the dude we were talking about. Nah, that's so scary, bro. Like, the fact you said, like, you had no idea who bro was, and he said first aunt, nah. Nah. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, if that was me, I'd be like, bro, who the hell are you, bro? Ain't no way. I don't want to know. I'm too curious. I'd be like, nah, I gotta know who you are now, bro. I don't care.
I don't think I've ever closed a tab so fast in my life, dude. like I shit my pants.
Task manager intact. Yeah. Get me the fuck out of here.
Unplug my PC.
Unplug the PC, unplug the router, freaking call Xfinity, new fucking router, new everything, man. Like,
hey, you know I got Xfinity.
Who don't got Xfinity, you know what I'm saying?
No, I for real do got Xfinity.
I hate Xfinity, I ain't gonna lie. I hate these motherfuckers, I'm not even gonna lie, bro. My my download speeds, pristine. I mean, occasionally they act like dog shit, but I mean, for the most part, they're usually decent. It's the upload speeds that are just... I'm upload speeds, man. Any Xfinity freaking employees watching this, hey, fix your fucking
fix your upload shit.
Speeds. Fix your upload speeds, all right? I'm at... 300 download. I'm at 40 upload. What we doing here? What we doing here, bro? What we doing here, bro? I remember somebody on Twitter posted he had a 900 download and a 10 upload. I'm like, dude, I'd cry. Like, you know, like, it's crazy because I used to think download speeds mattered so much. I got older and I'm like, bro, them shits are so useless. Like, it's just downloading shit. That's all it's for. It's not for streaming, uploading videos, actually playing the game. Like, it's crazy. But it's all good, though, man. It's all good, though. So, with the first PC that you had with content creation, for what that initial, you got the first PC, What was the game we first started with? What was the first game we started with?
The game?
Yeah. Or did you start Consecration with the game in particular? Or did you just like...
The first game?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the first game I downloaded too. It was Valorant. Because like I just saw a bunch of YouTube videos and stuff and I was like, I want to try it. So I immediately downloaded it.
So...
And then I started making content on it.
Wait, so question. Because I know you said you went from PS4 to PC. So when you first downloaded Valorant, how much experience in terms of like playing on like mouse and keyboard did you have at the time? Because I know you mostly play mouse and keyboard now. So how much experience did you have like then?
I had a little bit because I had like, you know, like those one-handed keyboards? Like that's like small as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I had one of those on my PlayStation that I played on Fortnite. So that I had a decent.
Oh my gosh, you were a sweat. Yeah, you were a sweat.
I was a sweat, dude.
Man, aren't they called like Zim 4s or some shit? Or something like that.
They can put on like your controller.
I think something like that. Cause I know I used to play Black Ops.
I know the FPS Dominator, which is like a thing you could put on. Yeah. I had one of those too.
Oh, this man had the no recoil. This man had paddles too.
I did.
Because there was some, when I used to play like Black Ops 4, bro, there was something in the community like towards like when the game was dying. It was called like a Zim 4. I don't know if it's called. Let me look it up again because I may be talking about some other shit. No, I'm not. Okay.
No, I had the keyboard and stuff. Because I honestly was just getting tired of the controller. And I was like, dude, I want to try something new. So I got it and. I've just been playing mouse keyboard ever since.
No, I don't blame you because.
Except now, I play COD with controller. And
the COD's now you have to. The COD and now that's you it. Have to.
Well, yeah. I don't play COD no more. So the game's ass.
I mean, you know what's so funny? The past five podcasts I've had, every person does not like the new Call of Duty. I haven't met a single person.
It's bad.
I've met a single person that's just like, dude, I genuinely like this game.
I love this game. I love MW2. I've never heard anybody say that.
Never.
It's terrible.
Shit sucks. What's funny is that I like how you said that for Fortnite in particular, you were just like, you wanted something like extra. Because there were two people I knew when I was in high school, and they played Fortnite. I was like the casual sweat, the guy that kind of just knew how to aim. I kind of knew how to build, but not really. They were like, man, we want to like take this. You always got that friend that or friends that just want to take to like that next level. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Yep. So they bought desks, they bought monitors, they bought flat out keyboards, like full size.
I didn't do all that.
They were some little tryhards. I ain't gonna lie. They put full dedication into that whole shit. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I was like, what? So I kind of see what you're saying whenever you say it's that like next level up from just playing controller. Cause like how you mentioned with Fortnite. Fortnite at that time. I mean, what? This was like during like double pump era, right?
When I got my keyboard and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. No. That was after.
No, yeah, that was far after. The sweat started coming around like season 7. Because then that's when they introduced it like creative and like, I mean, Playground, I think, came out like season 4. In which that's when people started getting creative and started finding out new ways to do stuff. And then it's all history from there, man.
That's crazy to think how many seasons, how long Fortnite's been like. Active, you know what I'm saying? That shit is crazy. That shit is very much crazy. So when you said you had Valorant, right? When you played with like the same little one handed keyboard, or did you have like an actual keyboard that came with like a computer?
No, I had a keyboard that came with the PC.
And that's what you used. And
it was a full 100% keyboard, but it was membrane. And I didn't know the difference between mechanical and membrane keyboards. And I was like, dude, this keyboard sucks. And I went out and I got a mechanical keyboard, which is the one I still have today, which is the K530 Red Dragon.
Mechanical keyboards are on top,
it's
man.
$60 and it's awesome. I have switched up the caps and the switches.
That's a, what is it? I don't know the percentages. It's like 60%, I think. 60. Gotcha. I know a little bit about keyboards. You know what I'm saying? I'm a controller nerd, but you know what I'm saying? I know a little bit about keyboards, you know? So, how long into playing Valorant did you start, like, creating videos for it?
I probably had the PC for probably, like, 2 or 3 months, and then I started making content. I think just
that off the jump. Okay, so like first video, what was it playing like? Was it like straight gameplay, or was it just like?
That was my take my meds alarm. We can wait.
Okay. I just scared the shit out of you. Okay. Hey, whoever's listening to this podcast, I'm so sorry if you're like half.
Yeah,
I just
like you just yeah, dude. I just hear deaf at you.
I'm about to call somebody.
My bad.
Somebody about to be driving to work, they're about to crash. You'd be like, freaking swerving shit. Hey, we're not responsible for any external damage that happened to your life. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I'm on the podcast. Y'all should know that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Pockets. Oh, so,
but yeah, what were you saying? Shit.
So all good. So I was saying like first, like Valorant, like first sort of like intro level Valorant content, right? Was this mostly like anything scripted? Was it like I'm going to do XYZ? Did it involve commentary? Was it just straight gameplay?
I had a headset with a mic on it and straight gameplay.
Hey.
With a really like $20 mic off like Amazon, like a $20 headset is straight gameplay. My mic.
And then we just got it to work.
Yeah,
that was when you were using what to record, like the NVIDIA Shadow Play, or did you actually get into?
I use Streamlabs
OBS.
Yeah.
Emails OBS. We talked a little bit about that off the podcast, which, by the way, I fucking hate the UI for that shit. It burns my eyes. Whenever somebody says, hey, Ranks, I need someone to help with my streaming stuff. I'm like, all right, what's up? And I look at Streamlabs, I throw up on the inside. I'm not gonna lie. So every person.
What he's saying is, he's done that to me before. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, I'll admit, I did it today. I throw up a little bit. I'm like, holy shit, he's using Streamlabs. Oh my God. Because it's like every person I've known, they go from Streamlabs to OBS and they're just like, yes. And I'm like, I told you so. So at one point, you got to make the switch. Now, granted, it's the exact same shit. I'm not going to lie, it's just the exact same thing. It's just UI is different. The capabilities are different. There's also this one plugin that I use that allows you to record like your gameplay like in a vertical format. Yeah, so like all the videos I post where it's like face cam on top, gameplay below, that's just record. That's how it's recorded from OBS. I do no editing.
So, like, if you hit a clip or whatever, it's just exactly there.
How it looks. That's exactly how it looks. No formatting.
So what you're telling me is I have to do less work.
Streamlabs OBS might be deleted. Because I used to do 3 video tracks. One for the background that's blurred. One for the gameplay. One for the face cam and anything above that. It's a lot of fucking editing. Just one track now for everything. Saves a lot of time, man. Saves a lot of time. It's called the vertical plugin. To anybody who's listening right now, hey, someone sponsor me right quick. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I made a YouTube video. Money. You know what I'm saying? I made a YouTube video too. It should sponsor me. But yeah, it's the vertical plugin. That shit helps a lot. So to anybody who's listening right now, and you have OBS Studios, and you post TikTok videos, definitely check out the vertical OBS plugin. When you type it in, you should get like item vertical. The first thing you see is like item vertical. Just bam. I'll vertical plugin for, oh no, that's for Linux. Hold on, wait, what am I doing? But yeah, that's essentially the plugin. So that's essentially what I use for my videos. It helps a lot. I told Mikey about it. That's on Mikey Clips, anything, like whenever he's playing randomly. Boom, it saves him a lot of time, and then just bam. Easy money. Use your freaking money. So.
Money.
The next question I do have for you, right? I do have for you, because I had a small inclination on this, but like, I didn't take it too. What happened?
None.
Oh, okay. Because like your eyes were, and I was like, did I do something? Did I say something? You know, just, okay, yeah. Okay. You know, what I'm saying, did anybody look at my wall hacks? No. All right, but we're chilling. But essentially, question was: so I asked Biggie regarding this just because I asked him how he was able to handle like doing. I know a lot of people are going to say high school isn't shit. Okay, great. You know, what I'm saying maybe somebody isn't accustomed to anything. Past high school, because they're just born before then. So in terms of like handling high school like and content, was there like a balance like between that, like how was the balance between that back and forth? Did you have like set time for kicking it with people, kicking it with classmates, then you got the streaming, then you got editing content, uploading content? Because I still don't know how we did this, but 7 to 8 classes every single day is That's so gross. I take one college class a day sometimes, and that's boom, that's it. Some days I don't even have classes. Sometimes all eight, maybe got off periods, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? At the time we were making content, what was the balance like between school and creating content and streaming?
Well, when I first started streaming, it was during quarantine. So I had online.
Man.
So the teacher didn't care. like the teachers, you know, they hated it. We hated it. kids didn't do the work. So like they had like this, if it was like, say your assignment's missing, you didn't turn it or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's only 50%. It's not a zero. So like,
wait, say it one more time. Wait, say it one more time.
So you didn't turn it in. It wasn't a zero. It was a 50 because like kids just weren't doing the work. So online classes were the easiest stuff in the world. So I really didn't have a problem with it.
I'm fucking done, bro.
Like, and then junior year, I hated. Which I hear a bunch of people say junior year is like the hardest year. Like
hardest.
Hardest year of high school, which it was for me.
Okay. For you, what for you? Why would you say it was for you?
Probably just like motivation, dude. It was just like, I'm done. I'm done with this year. Like I was just done. And so yeah.
Okay.
So balancing that and streaming, which balancing school was harder than streaming. Cause like I'd get home and just stream.
Mm-hmm. I said, this was like quarantine time. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Even slightly before quarantine or even slightly after quarantine, the way content was then was a lot different than the way it is now. So it's like you hop on, you stream, get a couple clips, boom, boom, boom. Throw a little intro in front of it if you want to, and then boom, that's your video. But now it's like everything's like somewhat different now. So the school part was harder than like the content part, because like the content came with streaming, and you know, all I had to do was stream. So it was like you knocked out two birds with one stone.
Yup.
I'm still stuck on the fact that you said if they didn't turn so it was a
50. Yeah, man. That's so no one in our school did work. I did, dude. That stuff was so easy. I don't know. Like, if you failed, if you failed online, dude, you tried. Like, you have to try to fail. Like, it wasn't that hard. It really wasn't that hard.
Yeah, cause I can imagine.
At least in my school.
Cause I mean, when the quarantine hit for me, I was in college. Now, granted, online colleges, because the thing that most people know, right, at least for the college I attend, so there's three forms of classes. There's face-to-face, synchronous, asynchronous. Face-to-face, you sit in the classroom, look at the teacher, look at everybody else, boom, 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 bam. There's synchronous, which is you probably meet maybe once or twice in a week, but that's like through like Microsoft Teams, maybe Zoom, whatever the fuck. Most of your assignments are online as well. Asynchronous is just assignments. The teacher puts up some little message, says, hey, I'm such and such. This class is basically fucking self-taught. You figure everything out on your own. You Google everything out on your own. Teacher said this. You Google, if you have questions, you Google it. If you have any more detailed questions, you can email me or the TA. And yeah, that's it. Everything's explanatory. The lectures are there every week. The quizzes are on the same exact day. The tests are on the syllabus. Nothing changes because it's asynchronous. Boom, here you go. And that's it. But when it's an asynchronous class or a synchronous class and it's online, well, it's the same shit, you know what I'm saying? But when it's face-to-face, what most people don't realize is when a class is face-to-face, it needs to be face-to-face. Mm-hmm. So when a face-to-face class is online, it is ass. It is so, because it's like the professor is, I remember one professor, like her, you saw one of her kids were in the background, or the cats jumping up on the setup and stuff.
She's yelling at her kids to shut up.
she'll mute her mic, turn off her camera for a second, could come back, be like, all right, sorry for the interruption. Cat jumping on top of her head. I'm like, man, what the fuck is this, bro? I'm like, and then I'm looking at everybody else, and she's like, can we have everybody turn on their cameras? We didn't turn on no damn cameras. Yeah. I was in that bitch playing. I remember crystal clear. I'm playing Black Ops Cold War. She's lecturing. I'm over here trying to like grind. I'm slide canceling on Nuketown, sweating my ass off. And she's like, does everybody have any questions? I'm like, the class is off already? I'm like, fuck. all right, everybody, leave red button done. And I'm just going back to play. Man, that's I'm still stuck on the 50% thing. That is the most handhold participate. But I mean, like you said, nobody was doing shit. So what the fuck you gonna do? Yeah. What the hell you gonna do? You gonna fail everybody? So that's just crazy. That's just crazy. So for your personal content, right? Because this is a big step for me, and I'm assuming, I don't know, maybe just everybody's like that, and I'm a pussy. I don't know. But in terms of like creating content, right? When did the face cam come to play? Because the face cam is sort of that step up, showing your face to the world all the time. Like, people always know what you look like when you're streaming. How was that, like, addition into, like,
probably like a streaming? Probably like a month in. And I was just like, whatever. I didn't really care. I was like, you guys could see my face. Like,
I was the most nerve-wracking transition I ever did in my life, bro. I kid you not, because people look at my face. I gotta have like if I got a fucked up haircut, they all see it. You know, so I'm just like, it was nerve wracking for me. Yep, see, Giddy with the hats. You know what I'm saying? Giddy with the hats. I think like I've seen Giddy 3 times without a hat in my life. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
This guy, it's like me seeing Mikey's eyes. I never see him, dude. Like,
where's my hat? I'm gonna take a ridiculous hat right now. Whenever you're talking to Mikey, he's like, I mean, it's just crazy the way like it really is, bro. So like, I mean, yeah, like
Bass
the
transition car.
Is. Bro, to anybody listening right now, bro, only like four people in total know what that means, bro. Four people know in total, bro. I guarantee Mikey's laughing listening to this, bro. Mikey is all brim in the mouth. That's. Shout out Mikey real quick, man. Shout out Mikey right quick, man. But yeah, hats becoming the clutch. To be honest, hats becoming the clutch. Don't want to do shit. Throw on a hat. Boom. That's it. Okay, so we got Valorant. Creating content for that. How serious did you take it? Like, were you like doing like ranked play and like?
No.
Puff. No.
Nah, dude. Nah.
He said no. What the fuck do I look like? So we were straight post off, but okay, we were straight post off.
Yeah,
okay.
Dude, that was, yeah.
Okay.
Ass. I was so bad. I was just enjoying it. I was just enjoying playing it.
I mean, hey, I think that is almost better than you being good at the game and hating it. Because I've seen some streamers, like for Call of Duty, especially Warzone. I watch them play.
Dude, like when you get good at a game, you fucking hate it. You like do. I've noticed, dude. Like when you get good at a fucking game, like that was me in Fortnite, dude. Mm-hmm. I got good, and then I start hating it.
Yeah, because it's like there's this that I like. It's not just the skill difference. It's just, let's say for example, right? I died. All right. Maybe I made a bad chow. Maybe some guys camping in the corner were RPG. I didn't know. I'm dead, and I'm looking at my teammate, and I'm like, this teammate is like. I didn't even start the game playing like this. Like, this guy is behind me before I knew what Fortnite was, right? I'm still better than this guy. Like, this guy is miles terrible to me. And it's so frustrating to watch somebody do that because it's like, it's hard not to just tell them they're shit. They're just shit, bro. Like, it's so hard to just not tell somebody because it's like, for one, I don't want a backseat game because even backseat gaming for the backseat person that's like constantly talking, it's annoying for us because it's annoying to watch the guy make the worst chow in the world, but doesn't understand that it's the worst chow in the world. You tell him, why is your chow that? And he's like, what are you talking about, dude? I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? You just made the dumbest decision ever. But I've chowed this 80 times before I realized it's the worst chow in the world. It may take him 300 times for him to realize it's the worst chow in the world. That's the first time he did it. So he doesn't understand. I'm yelling at him. He calls me a piece of shit. We're arguing. So it's like, we're just mad because it's like, when it comes to, like, when you're actually, like, above average in the game, for one, you always want to perform. When you're not able to perform, you get mad. You know what I'm saying? Whenever I want to drop 30 kills and I don't drop 30 kills, I rage. Or when I die to somebody who's very unskilled, I'm like, bro, these guys aren't even better than me. How the hell did he even kill me, bro? You're just sitting there watching them, spectating them play, like, how fucking trash these guys are.
Literally MW2.
MW2 from start to finish, man.
Bro, like, people sitting in the corner, it's just the what's it called? Was it Time to Kill?
The Time to Kill, yeah, TTK.
Dude.
So fast. Blink of an eye, you did.
Yeah.
I mean, they've tried to do changes to it, but I'm just like, dude, it doesn't, no. Like, it's just not, like, the whole pacing is just, it's revolt. Like, the whole pacing is adjusted to the Time to Kill, the movement, and the map design, which is what a lot of these, which is what Activision just, if they fail to understand, right? Increase the Time to Kill. Who fucking cares? The map still suck. You fix the map. Okay, well, great. The gun's still fucking, like, it's so much stuff that just has to fix. And even if they fix everything, people are too accustomed to playing like that anyway. So, a lot of things wrong with it, man. A lot of things wrong with it. Did you ever play competitively with Fortnite, though? Because I know you said, like, you were actually, like, up there and shit like that. We did. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're talking, like, tournaments.
They're like in-game like tournaments that they had when they came out with like the like competitive scene, like when it first came out with like arena and shit.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And like not now they had like competitive stuff before arena too. Mm-hmm. And I would play in those to get better. Like I wasn't even trying to like win shit. I was just trying to get better.
Do we get any earnings though? Like do we rack up anything?
Nah. No.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, at least step foot in some tournaments. I ain't gonna lie.
The highest I got in a tournament was like top 2%.
Oh. 2% out of 100? Hey, that's fucking up there. Was it like for like any like monetary gain or was it just like maybe like just like all Fortnite sanctioned? Or Epic Games sanctioned, I should say.
Are you saying, like, was it, like, only for, like, Fortnite?
So I'm saying, like, were you playing for money or was it, like, you were playing for credits, like, or something like that? Or, like, what were you playing for?
Money.
Playing for, okay. Okay, so, like, for, what, top 2%? You had to have won at least, like, something to some extent.
Well, dude, back then, that's when, like, Fortnite was, like, number one. Like, everybody was playing it. So, like, top 2% wouldn't even get me in the top 10,000. Yeah, that's, like...
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm. So top 2%, 10,000 times what? 50, that's damn near 500,000 people you was going up against. But think about it. You're better than like 500,000 more people. Think about it.
And that was when I was on controller.
On console.
And I didn't play. Let me take my controller out real quick. So like most people at the time were playing with Builder Pro, which is where you build with these buttons right here. Mm. So a lot of people were just building like that, but I was playing on Combat Pro, which was like 10 times harder. You didn't build with these. Mm. So like I got top 2% with Combat Pro, and anybody watching, go watch Fortnite Combat Pro, like hand cams of people like building and shit. It's much harder.
Hands doing some crazy shit. I think the equivalent of that is almost like, I think you're familiar with this. Would you say like Combat Pro and Builder Pro, almost the comparison to those two is almost like, at least a Call of Duty analogy. It's almost like, I call it the regular grip for controllers like this, that versus like Claw, for example, or something like that. Because I don't know how people play Claw. Yeah. I've never held a control like this.
Oh, I can't, dude. I've tried.
I can't do it, bro. I just can't do it.
My hands cramp up, and I'm sitting there, like, my hands cramped, and I'm sitting there like this, just like...
throwing up gang signs. I'm fucking hand hurt, bro. I can't do this shit. Every person I've known that... Like, they always say, okay, there's only, like, two people I've heard of. Amato and Optic Scum. They said, like, when they first picked up a controller, they held it, like... with like their index finger to press all the buttons.
What the fuck?
I'm like, y'all are just weird. Fucking half lizard, half reptile. Like, bro, y'all aren't real people, man. Y'all are frauds, bro. I don't get it, bro. Like, how you pick up control? You do think to do this? Like, I'm like, what? But I mean, everybody else that I've known that plays Claw, they always say like they can't afford a scuff, they can't buy a scuff, or at the time they couldn't, so they just taught themselves how to play Claw. Like, I know Merc's done that. I think Biffle also did that, and one other streamer named Capture. I think he also did that as well. But it's just like I said, it's one of those things that hurts your hands 10 times more. Playing with a controller in general, even using a keyboard a lot, yeah, it hurts your hands, puts damage on your hands. But it's just like Claw is like, all right, it's just abuse at this point. I'm not even gonna lie, it's abuse at this point. there was a question. You know what's crazy? You almost hinted at a question that I just added. Remember how I said I just added a question to it? The question was, I'm going to ask you personally, like your personal opinion on this.
Gotcha.
Do you think content creation partially ruins the enjoyment of gaming?
Depends on what game you're playing, man.
That's true.
Like if you're playing COD, dude, you think like a lot of like your clips or whatever, you're just like, they're not good.
That's how
or I like think. It's like you're like I'm not gonna post that. This, but like compared to like fucking Minecraft, where you're just fucking dicking around, mm-hmm. you're like, yeah, this is a great clip. I'm fucking post this. It's funny, but like when you're playing COD, you're like, oh, I mean, unless you're like me, which like I post a lot of shit, just me being stupid, and but most. I'm going to say most people want to post
clips that show off their skill.
Like highlights, yeah. So, like, if you're playing Call of Duty, for example, dude, you're going to be like, oh, that's not good, that's not good, that's not good, that's not good, and you're not going to fucking post anything.
And the thing is, like, in the moment, in the moment, you'll think it's the greatest thing ever. You'll be like, it's the craziest thing ever. And then when you're off and it's, like, 2 a.m., you're looking at a clip like, this clip fucking sucks, bro. Like, why was I so excited? Like, you'll hear it so screaming, and you're just like, dude, this clip isn't even that good, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like, pressure, and on top of that, there's also a performance thing, because once you upload them to the ether, then it's like, all right, now you're open for judgment. You know what I'm saying? Because it's public, obviously. People can comment. They can like on it. They can tell you, you're dog shit. You thought this was nice. Blah, 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 blah. So, so that extra pressure of, one, performing well, and two, how the video's going to perform, partially, like, almost like ruin it to some extent, and I'll admit I can agree with that as well, because I have a friend who told me he kind of likes Warzone 2, and I'm like,
nah.
I want to call this guy a maniac, but like he's not like a complete noob. Like, he knows how to play video games, but he's like, the amount of COD he plays is so casual, so it's like, oh, okay. I mean, I land in, I shoot, kill people. That's all right. So to him, it's like, all right, this game ain't that bad. But to me, it's like, I'm worried about the movement, the TTK, the time to kill, the reload speeds, the weapon progression system, the amount of frames I get, the freaking collaboration with that and OBS, how many frames we're getting, is my game lagging, four stackers, my loadouts, what's getting nerfed. It's like all these things I care about. He couldn't give a fuck what he's using. So it's like, I care about all these things for what? I don't even like the game anymore. Like, I don't even like the damn game. I might as well just turn into a casual. I'm going to start crosswalking all over the map, man. Cause why not? But I'm lucky glad you said that, because I remember I'll be seeing some tweets sometimes. People be like hinting at that at times. You know what I'm saying? The next question, all right? Next question, like, all right? Next topic, all right? It's probably, it's a pretty prominent one if you just look behind you. You know what I'm saying? You have interests and hobbies outside of gaming. There's also a guitar behind you as well. But if you tune in to Giddy Streams, twitch.tv/DX_GiddyPop, you pull up to the stream, he's probably going to be playing his guitar. All right. When did we pick up on this?
For those about a year ago. I found it in the closet. I was like, I'm going to play it. There's no story behind it, man. Like, that's just the story. And I just picked it up. I was like, I'm going to start learning shit. And so that's what I did.
I could have swore it was a much better story. Like, oh, man. Yeah. But like, like, man, I loved music so much. And then my dad will realize I loved music. He got it for me for Christmas. And I love my dad so much for it. And I started testing it out.
Yeah, no, I did get it for Christmas when I was little, but I never really played it.
Oh, okay. So it was originally gifted to you.
But, yeah.
Okay.
But then I kind of just forgot about it.
It's kind of fire, though. Because it's like you get older and you're like, I now have a use for this.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? I could do something with this. All right. Do something with this. How far along are you in terms of like learning it, playing, skill level, absolutely anything?
Not that good. I just pick it up when I just play it when I can.
He's lying. He's an expert. I came in there one time. He was playing. He played like the whole. He replicated like bar for bar, like exact, like line for line. What was it? 3 Days Grace. There was motherfucking Finger 11. There was what was that one song? Just Down with the Sickness 2. I'm telling you, bro. He does that shit like top tier, bro. He's like that. He's fronting for the podcast, but I'm telling y'all, he's like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, it's no cap in this rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no cap at all. But anyways. Also, as well, because we got like, you know what I'm saying, we got the music posters behind you as well. I see it. See, we get scoop for another one. Oh, that's a Michael Jordan. That's all tough.
It's all
Metallica, right?
Yeah.
Would you say in terms of like the artists you listen to, or at least your favorite ones?
As of right now, Blink 182, which is what I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because I just went to their concert in Chicago, best fucking day. That, yeah. Dude, fucking best night of my life. And then, probably Beauty School Dropout, which was their headliner. They were fire. Shit. Junk Bunny, which is a very, very fucking small band. They've only had like, I think, 8 songs, and they're like 2 EPs. And they're fucking fire. I like Lil Skies, obviously, he's on my wall.
Okay.
Metallica, duh. Fuck. I could go on, man. Fucking Motley Crue. Sum 41.
Sum 41. Wait, what is that?
So, you know Sum 41, trust.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So, you had said the...
Fucking everything.
You said they had a Blink 182 had a concert in Chicago. What was that day like? Because you went... I saw like a few stories... Like I never asked about it afterwards. What was that whole day like?
Dude, it was awesome. it was awesome, man. We got there in Chicago, and we walked around, obviously, because we got there a day early.
Mm-hmm.
So we got there in like the afternoon, and then we had, I think it was a day just to like walk around, do stuff, and then like the third day. Was the concert.
Nice.
Which, dude, I don't even remember the first 2 days. like I don't even remember the first two days.
I'm just here, bro. Like, I'm just here. Like,
yeah. And then the night of the concert, oh my God, it was awesome. It's like, plus, I was in the Bulls Arena, United Center, which is also cool because I like basketball.
Nice. So seeing like a couple of Michael Jordan posters.
Yeah, dude. See all the championship posters, flags, not posters, championship flags and all that. It was cool.
Okay.
That was really cool. And the Michael Jordan statue outside. That was cool.
Fire.
But the concert was, man.
Top tier.
Dude, yes. It was sold out. It was, dude, I see if I got picture, video.
Yeah, see. See what you got. Now,
I'm going to scroll for a minute.
While you're scrolling, random off-topic question. All right.
Because
you mentioned you're a basketball fan. You mentioned Michael Jordan. Best basketball player, go.
Michael Jordan, dude.
That's crazy.
Dare say LeBron, that is crazy. Bro.
That is
you're going to say LeBron, aren't
that
you?
That is crazy. Because, like, the things that, like, bro, the stats, I'm not even a huge basketball fan. I'm not top tier. Like, I'm not. I don't fully know what I'm talking about. To anybody listening right now.
Man, shut the fuck up.
I'm just saying, like, bro, like, the shit that LeBron's pulling now, this motherfucker 40 with kids. I don't know if Michael was doing that at his age. So it's just like, I think that's the thing that a lot of people got to understand. Like, yeah, like maybe if they play one-on-one, I don't know who would win. I don't fucking know. I don't even think that matters anyways. But it's just like, you also got to take into consideration the athleticism, the stats he's putting up, the contributions, how far he gets. This motherfucker's 40. He's not like 25. He was doing it when he was 25. And he's still doing it when he's 40. I'm like, that amount of longevity as far as like, he's almost like, I mean, I guess he's, I don't even want to say he's at a point of decline in terms of like skills and stats he can put up. So, Bron, Kobe, MJ, right?
For you?
No, I'm just saying like it's like.
If I had a list of three.
If you had a list of three, what would your list of three be?
MJ obviously is number one.
Okay.
Kobe, Bron.
I feel like everybody's top three is somewhat similar. I just feel like everybody's top, whether, no matter how it's positioned. The three still
gets here's my argument on LeBron and MJ.
Okay.
The LeBron, the technology they have nowadays compared to what they had in the 90s and 80s is completely different. If he spends millions of dollars on his body, that they didn't have back then, back in the 80s and 90s. Because, yeah, I mean, so. He had a short stint in the 2000s when he played with the Wizards, but I mean, the man was 40 and they didn't have the shit they have now, so.
It is true, though. I will admit that it's true. There's a lot more physical therapy. Obviously, everything's like electronic. They track everything, track stats, like algorithms. They probably throw shit into ChatGPT to tell him what he needs to do. He does it.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I do support that point. I do support that point. So you feel like if MJ, because I feel like given like modern technology, he obviously would be better. He wouldn't be. People say he'd be worse, but I feel like the ceiling for him would have been just even higher. Because there's more capabilities for him. So I feel like. So would you say that like if they had the same shit we have then. Or same shit we have now back then when MJ was playing. Would you say that that's one of the reasons why. Or if you were to say LeBron was to be stripped of the shit that we have now. He'd be. I don't even want to say worse like one on one. But almost like not as good as MJ. I formatted that question hella weird. I ain't gonna lie.
No, you're fine. I know what you meant.
Okay.
I don't think he'd be worse. I think he'd still be fucking top 10 all time.
Yeah.
Like, I think he'd have a decline, I guess you could say. But also, another thing about MJ, this man he's retired 3 times. I'm not including his final retirement. So he's retired twice, and he took... Let me see. I'm looking it up now. Because a lot of people don't mention this. Oh, my God. I can't find it. No, go away, ChatGPT. I don't want you.
Modern technology.
Right. He took 1 year off and then 3 years off. So, in total, he took 4 years off of basketball rather than LeBron. And also... He played how many seasons? A total of 15 compared to LeBron's 20. About to be 20. Because he got drafted in 2004. So, okay. I mean, if you play like 20-something years in the NBA and you're like LeBron's caliber or whatever, I hope you break the scoring record. That's how I see it. I hope you do.
Okay. That's a valid argument. There's a valid argument, all right? Now, I'm asking for another top three, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm asking for another top three. Top three Call of Duty games. Go.
MW2, 1, BO2, 2. And then number 3 would probably be... Shit.
There's 2 valid answers so far. I'm happy we're just starting off.
And then number... Fuck. I'm thinking of Black Ops, Modern Warfare 3, and Black Ops 3.
Whoa. For 3, you listed... Hold on, I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't know which... It's a toss-up between Black Ops, Modern Warfare 3, and Black Ops 3.
Black Ops, Modern Warfare 3, Black Ops 3. Huh. I'm not mad at any of those choices.
Which one did I have more fun? Probably Black Ops 3. No, I'll put Black Ops 3.
You know what's funny?
3rd.
Those are my same 3, but like the order is slightly different. I would say for me...
Great minds think alike, man.
You know what I'm saying? My 3... Fact. The way mine was BO2, BO3, or... No, I think it was... Yeah, BO2, BO3, MW2. Just because BO2 all around was just... Top tier all around game. BO3, I have like 80 days played on Black Ops 3. And then.
Oh, dude.
One account was a level 1000, another account was a level 372 Master Prestige. First account was 2.7K, the other one was a 3.5. Too much time played, too many nukes, too much sweating, didn't touch grass.
He's that kid who didn't shower.
I ain't gonna lie. I think that's the only game I clocked like back to back to back 8-hour plus game sessions on that game. I was a man. I loved that game so much. That was when I started making content. I don't know why I played that game that much, and I can't even play COD for an hour now. Like, that's crazy. An hour.
That's cannot be any more true.
I used to go. I ain't gonna lie. I'll say it right now. I've went 2 days during that era. 2 days, no showers. Straight COD. Not even gonna lie to you. So serious. I mean, I take showers like twice every day now. But at that time, no showers. 8 hour back to back. Sweat my ass off. No fucks given at all. And plus, in the summer. This is in the summer too. So
that's crazy.
I'm just.
At least you can admit it.
I had some passion back then. I'll say it. You know what I'm saying? I had some passion back then. Because I know some people that theirs is worse. Like, I know some people who have like 100. I forgot who it was. One of the FaZe Clan members, he showed he has like 170 days played on Modern Warfare 2. One game.
Who would that be?
I think it was either.
I was also a big FaZe fan back then when it was good.
I think it was either Adapt or Apex or something. I forgot. They were talking. It was
probably Adapt.
Probably. Because I think like there was like a bunch of the OGs like talking together and they were like, you were seeing their screens and perspectives. They were showing this shit. I'm like, bro, it's gross. Like, this shit is gross. I thought I was in no life. This is gross. This is one COD. One COD. I'm like, bro, that shit is crazy. And a Modern Warfare 2 for me, that was just the first game I ever played. So in your case, in your defense, what's your arguments? You have MW2 first. Why MW2 at first?
I just have more memories on there.
That's a solid argument. That's a very solid argument.
It's got more memories on there.
Okay.
And then MW2. It's good.
It's just good.
You can't. It's just good. Like,
Medusa, I hope you're watching this. Hey, Black Ops 2 is up there. Because Medusa thinks BO2 was overrated. Extremely overrated.
Shut the hell up.
I'm like,
shut the hell up.
How do you just like, how, man?
What's his favorite COD?
He's MW, Modern Warfare 2, 3, COD 4. Like, he's all Infinity Ward.
I can't be mad.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just like the zombies, the campaign, the multiplayer, it's nothing to complain about on all three game modes. We don't have another COD that's like that. So serious. Mm-mm. Closest thing was BO3, but that fucking campaign was horrible.
Horrible. Shit was ass.
I don't remember shit. I just remember some bald dude froze time at the start of the game. Remember that? Or like, you were about to die and some bald just pops out of nowhere.
Dude, I'll be honest. I got like the first like mission level, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. I ain't touch it.
Yeah, it wasn't really worth it, I'll be honest. Just, you didn't really miss anything.
And another thing I didn't like about BO3, which is probably why it's at number 3, supply drops. I hate supply drops. Because didn't Advanced Warfare come out with them first? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit wasn't it.
Would you prefer supply drops or the current shit we got now with the Battle Pass?
Probably Battle Pass.
Probably opposite. Just because I
know what I'm getting.
Okay, that's true. But and I feel like I like the mystery, though. You know what I'm saying? I like the mystery. Like,
yeah, but the thing is about that, a lot of people ain't got that, like, oh, I didn't get it, damn. And then most people will be like, oh, I didn't get it, $100. Like, didn't get $100. Like, I fuck up. I just rather know what I'm getting. If the battle pass has, you're like, oh, whatever, fuck it.
If the battle pass sucks, man, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, I loved going for those DLC weapons, FFAR, the XMC, DIY.
That's what I'm talking about, dude.
Sten, KVK, Peacekeeper, fucking.
Yeah, then you didn't get it.
I wanted the M16 so bad. I never had the M16 across both accounts. Neither account.
Dude, the thing, like, your friend would get it, and you'd be like, "Let's go to a custom match. I want to use it." And then, like, if you like it, you're like, "Oh, I'm about to spend a fucking shit ton of money till I get it."
I was envious. I'm like, why the fuck did they give it to you and not me? Like, why did they give it to you and not me? You don't even know how to use it. Like, I was an envious piece of shit, man. I was mad, bro. I wanted the gun so bad, bro. Crazy, man. Okay. Next controversial question I gotta ask for you. All right?
I have a feeling one question is gonna be on here.
I don't think I'm not gonna lie. If you guess this question, you might be psychic. I'm not even gonna lie.
I bet.
This question is, do you think video games need to be more casual or more competitive?
Dude, it needs to be more casual. Because, like, I don't mind a competitive side. But nowadays, that's, like, everyone cares about.
True.
And so it's, like, you get all these people who are getting fucking angry and depressed over fucking video games. Like, just relax, because I was that dude with Fortnite, man. It's not worth it. It's not fucking worth it. It's not. Like, if you want to be competitive, yeah, take it competitive to a point. There's a line. Once you cross that line, dude, it's not good. You're just going to go downhill.
So, like, competitive, like, we talking, I don't know, because this is kind of a spectrum I had in my mind. When we're talking, like, more competitive, I'm thinking, like, something free with competitive, maybe like Fortnite, for example, or like the X Defiant beta, how they said, like, they're going to start implementing other things, blah, blah, blah. Or would you say
speaking more? Of X Defiant, bro. I can't wait till the game comes out.
That game needs to come out, man. Because the beta's cool, but it's
I
like
have yet to play it, bro. Every time I go to play the beta's done. And I just, holy fuck.
They had like 3 weekends of it. What are we doing here?
I don't know.
We're not locking in, bro. What are you doing?
I find out this shit too late.
I feel that. Because when they drop it, it's kind of like they just tweet it out. And it's just like, if you catch the tweet, cool. If you don't catch it, oh, well, you just fucked. So, man. And then usually like the first like time it drops, it's kind of broken. But then it's like afterwards, it's like, it's fine. Shit like that. But I was about to say, in terms of like that spectrum for more competitive, like let's say, like let's take the more competitive, let's choose COD for as a spectrum, right? More competitive would be like Black Ops 3 and 4, just because one, the movement, the time to kill, the operators, the stim shots, etc. Or are we talking, would you rather games be more casual? By more casual, I'm meaning the shit we have now, Modern Warfare 2. I mean, that's a little too extreme, but we're just going to throw it on there. So, like, Modern Warfare 2, the Modern Warfare 2019, Vanguard wasn't that casual, but, like, are we saying, like, do you think games should be more focused on, like, slower pace, things like skill-based matchmaking, or are we talking just more competitive, no skill-based matchmaking, no protected bracket, whatever the fuck happens goes?
Oh, dude, I hate skill-based matchmaking, dude.
Yeah.
I hate that shit with a passion. Pop off one game and you're playing against the fucking just sweatiest of sweats. And it's, I fucking hate it.
Like, I don't mind a protective bracket, but I debunked it one time on Cold War. I'll say it. I made an alt account. I swear to God, I made an alt account. I had a main account, which is obviously the one I used like when I played Warzone and shit. Oh man, my Cold War lobbies were laggy as shit, sweaty as fuck, and just played. I sometimes lose connection from those lobbies, right? But when I played on my alt account, I would blow myself up like every single. I remember one game I racked like 70 deaths, did 3 games in a row, right? Went to sleep, hopped on, did like 2 days in a row. Giddy, when I tell you the first lobby I loaded into was Black Ops Cold War Raid. Went 62-0 the first game.
Damn. You made so many people fucking quit that game.
Dude, it was easier than bots. I'm not, it was that scary. It was easier than bots. I was like, this is bad. And I remember right afterwards, I tried pulling out a sniper. Damn near dropped nukes both games. And I remember all that happened. I got kicked from one of my matches. I said lost connection, quote unquote.
Lost connection.
Ass. You wanna know how the next lobby looked? Master Prestige.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
I went into a fucking Twitch streamer. I'm like, yep, they done caught me. They done caught me. Alright, now that's time to pull out the RPG again.
But I hate skill-based matchmaking. And they should have like fucking like more like, for example, I'm gonna use Fortnite again because that was like the thing I was like most competitive sweaty in. Mm-hmm. When Fortnite first started, dude. They had like the April Fools where they would make the impulse grenades fucking shoot you in the air and you would die. And they would have like these things you would throw on the ground, which would make a giant like stadium. Mm-hmm. And in the stadium on the walls, they had spike traps with a bunch of impulse grenades. That shit was fun, dude. I love doing that shit. Now they don't. It's all just overpowered fucking bullshit. And I hate it.
Yeah, so that's a little too far on the.
They just need to add like shit that's fun, dude.
I think that's the only thing we want. Just want fun shit, like, you know what I'm saying. Like, I'm not asking for much.
I'm tired it's like, of fucking getting blown up or fucking sprayed with an SMG,
like or four stacked by a bunch of Marvel skins. That should be annoying.
This.
Like, think about it. Like, these motherfuckers are sitting in a fucking PlayStation Xbox party, And they banded together and said, let's all buy Marvel skins and go and load to a fucking game. Like, what the? Like, one's freaking... Nah, this was DC, I'm tweaking. One was Batman, one was, like, Superman, one was Wonder Woman. I forgot, I think the other one was, like, Deathstroke or some shit. I'm like, really? Y'all all said, hey, let's all run our DC skins and sweat in one building. Like, you guys are fucking weird. Like, what is this shit? When I run into that, that's when I'm like, all right, we need to do something about this. But it's like, on the other hand, you got Modern Warfare 2. And it's like, I feel like there just needs to be, like, a happy medium between the two. Like, have it to where the game's actually fun, to where even if I am, quote-unquote, sweating, I still enjoy it. But also have it to where, for one, skill-based matchmaking shouldn't exist. I think skill-based should only be in really ranked game modes. I don't know why they brought it to casual game modes. I don't know what's the point. I don't know how they benefit from it. Because
that's like with Valorant, dude. Like, when I go into a casual game and, like, people are getting, like, mad at me because I'm, like, fucking dying over and over again or whatever, I'm like, if you're going to, like, fucking play like that or talk that amount of shit, first, dude, I used to play Call of Duty. I'm talking shit right back, and it's going to be way worse. Second, go fucking play ranked. Why are you in my casual lobby if you're going to get all fucking pissy?
Be putting their heart and soul into them casual lobbies. Yeah, dude. I'm like, once they touch ranked, that's what really comes out. You're dog shit now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they thought they did shit in the casual lobby. Like, man, like, you're getting mad at me. I'm like, bro, it's a whole rank. You want to take seriously?
Bro, I just got off work. Like, I'm tired.
Yeah, man. I'll be like, bro, just, like, carry on with that, bro. Now, it's different between, like, 13 and 25 and 1 and 76. Like, it's different.
That was ranks on Cold War. 1 and
76. 1 and 76. You're like, man, this dark chocolate to get you some horse shit. Hell yeah. Guess what? Nigga, my life about to be busted after this. Went 62-0. Dropped the nuke and everything, man. They don't know where the fuck I was. Whole game. But nah, man. That was just my question I had to ask in terms of, like, what the spectrum should be in terms of gaming. So, for El Giddy, right? Do we have any future plans or anything that's coming up in the future or anything that you would wish to bring into fruition in almost a perfect world? Do you have any ideas? Anything that you're aiming for?
I got two things. Become more consistent again, because right now I'm not the most consistent person in the world when it comes to creating content, because I just started a full-time job like 3 weeks ago, and I'm still just trying to balance shit, and it's like, it's pain in the ass. And then get more consistent with viewers, which, I mean, I can control, but I can't control what other people are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So there's probably two things.
I feel like to some extent you kind of know when, like, you're going to have a banger stream, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of know.
Like, I don't even, like, I don't care if it's, like, consistent five fucking people. If chat's going crazy and we're having a good time, bro, that's fine by me. Because, like, when I had this, like, period of time in streaming, like, Fortnite and stuff, where I was doing, like, Zone Wars and Box Wars with viewers. And their friends would get on stream and then join. And, like, there was a stint, dude, like a 2-3 week period where I was having like 20, 25 people in stream, like all the fucking time. Like, it was that stint. And I was like, yo, this is fucking awesome. And then I stopped doing Box Wars, Zone Wars. Cause I was like, shit isn't fun anymore. Like, I'm not enjoying myself. So then I stopped doing it. And then it just went.
That's people, though. That's just people, dude. Though.
That shit sucked, but then I just was like, fuck it.
Hey, that kind of taught you something, you know what I'm saying? Kind of shows you how people are, you know what I'm saying? When everything's going fine, dandy, they sticking around, but when shit starts getting a little rocky and you look confused, then everybody's like, oh, okay, well,
I'll go. Yeah, another thing when I was doing the fucking Box Wars, Zone Wars, second I'd stop, fucking leave.
Mm-hmm.
So then I started to notice, I was like, they're not even here for me. Like, why the fuck am I still doing this?
So you know, I would almost say it's better off that you realize that, and it's better off that they left, because those people aren't going to stick around for you. You know what I'm saying? Nah, so I mean, it's kind of nice to have them around, but it's just like, they hop in, hey, can I join? Hey, can I join? Can I join? Can I join? And then when they're just sticking around until you join, then you say, all right, guys, go play something else. Boom, they all leave. Those aren't real supporters. They don't actually like you. You know what I'm saying? Those aren't going to be the guys that like, or they are going to be the guys that, I was about to say, they aren't the guys that are going to like gift subs or maybe like put their friends on to you. Because some people, I come in my chat and they're like, hey, My friend told me about your stream. That's one of the greatest things I like to see. When somebody says, hey, this guy I watch is pretty lit, you should come into. That's fire. I like hearing that. But these won't be the guys that give you no subs. They don't donate. They don't show no love. You can't even make them mods. You can't make them VIPs. They probably won't even stick around. They don't even bring anything like intriguing to even conversate in the chat. You know what I'm saying? They don't even fucking lurk. I mean, like what do you, like, they were here for one thing, and then they leave. I'm the worst people to have in your chat, so it's like, I'd rather have, like, a chat with, like, five people that are always talking than, like, third, because the view body's a whole nother scenario. But, like...
Dude, don't get me started. Dude, I've been follow-botted before, dude. That shit sucks.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that.
Dude, it was 3,000. I had to get rid of 3,000 fake fucking accounts.
Jesus. Awful. How did it happen? Were you just streaming and it happened? Or did you kind of...
Yeah, I was just... I don't even remember what the fuck I was doing. I was doing something, just vibing. And then I saw, like... I thought I got raided at first. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn. I was like, I got someone's attention. Shit. And then it was... Mm-hmm. And then I saw it was like, follow. I was like, fuck. Mm. I immediately knew what happened. I had to end stream and fucking get rid of them all.
That was only like the first time it happened, right?
Yeah, it hasn't happened since.
Yeah, because it happened to me once. And
I still don't know who did it, though.
I ain't gonna lie. I knew exactly who did it for me. I knew exactly who did it. I know. And you know what's crazy? I anticipated it happening, too. I was like, I know I'm getting a follow about it. I knew it. Because... I was playing Black Ops 2. And I had my game set to Black Ops 2. One thing that's really weird, whenever you set your game to an older Call of Duty, the people that are watching it are just fucking weird. They're fucking, like, even just older games in general. The people that pull up sometimes, not everybody, some people are cool, but some people are just fucking weird. I'll be like, so he do hops in. And my game was set to Black Ops 2, but I was doing like a COD tier list on stream. And he comes in, and then he says something about, like, I forgot what he said. He said something stupid. And I sort of like gave him like a kind of like a smart remark back, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't usually tell people to fuck off, stuff like that. I find some smart to say to make them look stupid. So I said that. And then, no, I think he said, where did I get something from? Oh, that's what he asked. He asked me, where am I doing the tier list from? And he said something stupid beforehand. But then I told him, you get it from such and such. And I told him the site. And then, thank God for Automod, this guy's just spamming the hard R over and over and over again in my chat. And I'm just looking at it. I'm like, you dumbass. Like, my Automod's just catching. I was like, this guy's a fucking idiot. Like, I just look at this. Look at him. Look so fucking stupid. Like, he thinks we actually see his chats. So he's spamming that shit over and over again. I'm looking at him. I'm like, bro, he just typed it all in one word, and then he typed N, space, G, space. I'm like, the Automod is still catching it. Like, it's not working, bro. So I said that out loud. I literally said, hey, bro, whatever you're doing, it's not working. No matter how many space bars you put, it's not working. And to let you know it's really not working, I'm going to fucking ban you. So I banned him, and I told him to go kick rocks, basically. And I'm like, I'm probably going to get followed about it. Then, right when I finished the tier list, and I said, yep, guys, that's the end of the tier list, then I just saw, I'm like, yep, there it is. There it is. I went from 376 to, like, 1,400 out of nowhere. I had to do that freaking, I forgot what that tool is called. Shout out that tool. I don't know what it's called. But that thing, it removed all the fake followers and, like, 3 minutes, which is lit. So I'm like, yeah, that was
I think I might have used the same thing, because I got rid of 1,000 before. I was like, dude, there's got to be fucking something. And it was like, you set a time when it started and when it ended.
Commander root.
Yeah.
Shout out Commander. Whoever made Commander root, hey, need a raise. Shout out to you, bro. Or fucking go, because that shit got all that shit immediately, boom, out of there,
gone.
And you can see all your followers, who's fake, who's not. And it, you know what's funny? It even detects, almost like how Apple has the scam likely shit. It will show you who's real and who's a bot. Like, it will show you that shit straight up. So that shit was fire. Whoever made Commander Root, fucking go, bro. I want you to know that. Okay, so Final question. Final question. Who would you want to see on the next episode of the One Shot Podcast? Who do you got in mind that'd be a great candidate to be on the show?
I gotta go to my Twitch now.
Even if you can't think of somebody off the spot, hey, you know what I'm saying? You could spin back, message me, and be like, yo, I think this person would work. But anybody, if you feel like they'd be great to be on there, or you'd want to see them on an episode, who would it be?
Well, I would just like to say on here that I think it would be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Is Joe Bartolozzi.
how do I spell the Bartolozzi? How do I spell it?
B-A-R
mm-hmm.
T-O L-O-Z-Z-I. And then he's that dude that's on TikTok and does like the he'll show like someone doing something fucking stupid, and then he's always the guy in the beanie, he's always wearing a white tank top. And he kind of just fucking comes out of nowhere and he's like, what the fuck is he doing? Like that.
Oh,
guy.
Like he does the stitches, so to speak.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
Then
okay.
Another guy that I used to watch, which is another guy I got into content creating. His name's Rhett Geyer, but I think his name's just. Let me see. I think his name's just Rhett now on Twitch.
Like
R-E-R-H-E-T-T.
R-H-E-T-T. For sure. Just those two, or we got...
Yeah, just those two.
Okay, for sure. I usually ask just because...
Oh, what about Lil Man, Nitrix?
That's crazy, because I've never thought of having Chris on the episode. I've never thought about that. You know, I still have him on Instagram. I look, you could just message him and be like, yo, hey... I'll get bro on the podcast. Get bro on the podcast. All I gotta say, we get them on there. That'd be one crazy episode for a podcast.
That'd be funny, dude.
That would be absolutely funny. I think he's gotta be 7, almost 8 by now. It might be 8 by now. Or 7. 7 or 8.
That'd be great. I'd love that.
Shout out Chris Nitrox. Shout out. Shout out Chris Netchucks. Besides like Roddy Rogan, I don't know anybody else is like that young, like playing like how he was. He dropped like 20 playing solos on Rebirth one time. I was like, huh? Like, hold on.
Dude, he's a fucking maniac.
He's a sweat, bro. He has a whole like dual PC setup. Like his pop plays on one PC, he plays another PC. Sometimes they play together. I'm like, this is fire. You know what I'm saying? It's that synergy between like father son that he has set up. So fire, bro.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So let me write that down. On Chris Nitrox should have quit, yo. Okay.
But hold on, before we end.
Nah, go ahead.
The question that I was expecting, which I'm surprised you didn't even fucking think of, was about my opinion on Chick-fil-A.
I mean, there is no opinion. It's the greatest fast food ever.
No, like, it's not.
It's the greatest fast food ever.
It's so fucking mid.
Dude, okay, bro. All right, we're going to go into this. All right, fuck this. Dude, look. Beyond the fact of just the food, we got to factor in the fact that they've had the same menu for like, what, 20 plus years, 20, 30 years, who fucking knows? Same exact thing, same exact sandwiches, same exact everything. They have a few things that rotate them out every now and again, but usually the same amount of items, right? Their customer service is immaculate. These motherfuckers got great manners. I mean, some of the people they've been hiring recently, I don't know. But for the most part, great customer service, great menu, hasn't freaking changed. Their model for opening new restaurants is crazy. It's one of the cleanest restaurants, by the way. Like, when have you ever went to a dirty Chick-fil-A? Probably never, you know what I'm saying? And then, if we're going to be very honest here, the food is not mid.
The first time you had Chick-fil-A,
how was it?
It wasn't that good, dude.
That's crazy.
It was like fast food, bro.
I forgot about this argument. This is crazy. Like, the cap I'm hearing right now is bro, we're doing this right now.
Like,
bro, every person
that good.
Every person that had Chick-fil-A for the first time in their life thought it was fire. I don't care what anybody says. It was better. Around the time when like Chick-fil-A started picking up popularity was like, what, sometime between 2012 and like 2016 or some shit. It picked up a decent amount of popularity then. Maybe people knew about it then. But I'm talking about like social media played a big factor into it as well. Their customer service, all this other stuff. All right. So we're going to sit up here and say that that shit is mid. At the time, yes. What did we have? We didn't have no Popeye's chicken sandwich. What were the competitors that are better than Chick-fil-A? Besides Popeye's, because Popeye's didn't come out with a chicken sandwich until.
Opinion?
Mm-hmm.
Popeye's before the chicken sandwich even. I loved Popeye's when I was little.
But it's like you can't compare. Dude, I'm saying the same thing I told you. You can't compare Popeye's and Chick-fil-A. They don't have
that fucking chicken.
Okay, they both have chicken. You know
that lady, the lady who's about the fucking Louisiana and Popeye shit? You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about. Okay, but still, like, okay.
Hey, chicken for Popeyes.
I remember that
little jingle.
I remember. Of course I remember. Of course.
I don't give no fuck about eat more chicken with the fucking cows. Like,
this fake-ass cow costume. I don't know why they have that shit. I'm not even gonna lie. But, like, the thing is, like, look. All right. Okay, for one, by the way, why do they have a cow instead of a chicken? But anyways, the thing is, right? The thing that I keep saying is you can't compare Chick-fil-A and Popeyes for this exact reason. The reason is, yes, they both serve breaded, fried, aka sort of breaded fried chicken. Okay, cool. Their menus aren't the same. Because if we're talking just...
They are or aren't.
Hmm?
Are or aren't?
Not the same. They're not the same. Gotcha. Not even close to being the same. Because think about it, right? Care. Technically, they both have... besides nuggets and strips... What do they have in common before the chicken sandwich?
Don't care.
Exactly.
They probably got some same sodas.
They got legs. They got thighs. They got chicken breast. They got wings.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A never had that.
10 times better than Chick-fil-A, bro.
Dude, bro. We're not doing this, bro. You can't compare.
I'd rather have Burger King.
We're in this.
I'd rather have chicken fries. I'd rather have chicken fries from Burger King.
We're in this fucking podcast. We're in this fucking podcast. That's, he said Burger King. That's the tentacles from Burger King ain't that bad, but like, that's a low blow, bro. You can't do that.
No, you mentioned tenders in front of Shields. He's immediately saying SeaWorld.
That's crazy. Like, the time he told me, he was like, the best chicken tenders are from SeaWorld. I'm like,
I remember that night. That shit was so funny.
Like, what the fuck? Like, out of all places, like,
you're telling me that shit did not taste like fish?
Like, yeah, like I thought they just take like Tyson chicken tails and throw them in a freaking microwave and serve them to you. Like, they're just that good. And he's like, bro, they're perfect. I'm like, okay, so weird comparison, but not for real. Like, we're gonna admit that. Okay. Maybe over time when you had Chick-fil-A, I'm not going to lie, the first time I had Chick-fil-A compared to now is nowhere near the same. The first time I had it was top tier. Now, the chicken's small. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes my fucking sandwiches be cold.
Exactly.
And when I tell them that it's cold, they be like, well, sometimes not all customers like their cheese to be melted on their sandwich. What kind of, like, them don't get fucking cheese. Like, what the fuck, you want a plain Kraft single? Like, go buy that damn stuff, put on a sandwich if it's that bad. But I'm just like, what kind of pussy doesn't like it and melts it on there? But that sounded so off. But
hey, we're out.
That sounded so off. That sounded so off, and I don't even know why.
I didn't even notice it till you said that sounded weird.
That sounded so off. I'm not even gonna repeat what I said. Oh, that's crazy. But Chick-fil-A's top tier. But anyways, thank you, I appreciate you being on this podcast. You know what I'm saying? Thank you so much, man. That's crazy. I completely forgot about that discussion. I haven't had that discussion in a long time. A long time.
Bro, every Discord call I'm in, they always fucking mention Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, bro, it's me.
It's because of me, bro. It's because of me, bro. I love Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is like that, bro. It just is. It's the simplest thing. The quality's there. The customer service is there. I get the same shit every single time.
Bro, when they're not last time I went to a Chick-fil-A and we went inside to eat, this was the fucking waiter. Say this is the food, right?
Okay, okay.
They come over. You know what? Let me move my shit up.
All right, go ahead. What happened?
And it was like, they got our food and they set it down. And we're like, dang, they're like, my pleasure. And just fucking walked away.
I'm like, I ain't gonna lie.
You didn't even mean it.
It'd be the new workers, bro. It'd be the new workers, the new age workers, bro.
AirPod in. Fucking, mm-hmm. She had a phone out. I'm like, man, fuck this customer service bullshit.
They hiring high schoolers, man. Like, dude, these motherfuckers. I'm like, man, I don't know. So, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I remember one time, bro, like, this is the funniest shit ever. It was one time I was at a Chick-fil-A, right? Shorty just walks to my window and hands me the food. She's like handing it to me, and I'm like, I just froze. I didn't say anything. I didn't reach for it. I just stared at her. She's looking at me, and I'm like, I'm like, who is that food for? She said, it's for Chelsea. I'm like, do I look like a Chelsea? I was so mad that I said, do I look like a Chelsea? And then she was like, you're not for you? I'm like, no. I'm like, no. What the fuck? No. You didn't read it. I'm like, well, that's why you walk up to the window and say, order for such and such. And then I will tell you if it's for me. How the fuck you gonna walk up with a fucking Chelsea, Charlotte, whatever the fuck? Do I look like Charlotte. I look like a fucking Charlotte? Do I look like I know somebody named Charlotte? No. Like, bro, like, what, bro? Like, say something when you come to my window, bro. Like, so I understand what you say with that. All right, I understand with that. And yeah, she had AirPods in, which is crazy. I'm like, dude, I'm like, bro, what the fuck be hiring y'all, man? That'd be crazy. But anyways, with the right service and the right people there, and they're not capitalist tactic schemes to save money, Chick-fil-A is top tier. But anyways, we're wrapping up the podcast. This is a great episode we had, you know what I'm saying? I didn't think I was going to argue today, but we're arguing today, you know what I'm saying? So,
fuck you, Ranks.
Damn, that's crazy. Damn, that's crazy. That's crazy. That is crazy. That is crazy. So, L. Giddy, do you have anything else you want viewers to know? Or any final words to wrap up this episode of the podcast?
No. I don't.
You're not going to shout out your socials. You're not going to thank them for watching. This motherfucker said no. That's crazy. All right, well, I'll do it for you. Make sure you go check out Mr. Giddy on all the socials. Yeah. DX_GiddyPop. What? Okay, so when is we going to be just Giddy Pop, though? Will we ever be just Giddy Pop?
I don't know. I never thought about that.
Possibly. Maybe you think about it in the future when he actually likes Chick-fil-A. But anyways, make sure you guys check out Giddy on all the social media platforms. He streams on Twitch. What was your stream schedule like? I know you stream at, what, 7 or 8?
It's 7. 7
Central.
Yeah, 7 Central time, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Boom. There you go. You got the schedule. That's on twitch.tv. Also, kick.com as well. We dabbling into that a little bit.
I streamed on there once. I dipped my toes in the water a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? You got the moving, you know what I'm saying?
Get yourself some Havoc energy. Get yourself some.
Try Havoc energy.
I don't have the tub in my room right now, but go get it.
TryHavocEnergy.com. Make sure you go check out on there. Use code, what's your code? Giddy Pop?
Yep.
Use code Giddy Pop for 15% off. Plus free shipping.
Is it 15? Is it 15 or 10? It
might be 15. Might be 10. Who knows? There's one way to find out.
You're saving money.
It's only one way to find out. Hey, it's only one way to find out. You got to go on there. Use Giddy Pop and you see. You go get yourself the discount. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, like I said, go check out Mr. Giddy on all the socials. Most of the socials, if not all, are DX_GiddyPop. Yep. And also, once again, to everybody who is tuning into this episode of the One Shot Podcast, I appreciate everybody who made it this far into the episode. Make sure you guys check out Team Havoc Studios on all of our socials. We are Team Havoc Studios on every single one of our social platforms. If not, as you got the flag in the background.
Looks like.
That's what the motherfucking logo looks like. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know our socials or you're wondering, do we have this? Check out TeamHavocStudios.com. You're going to see my face. You're going to see Giddy's face. You're going to see everybody's faces on there. Our mission, what we're about, and a lot of other things that are Team Havoc X related. So, thank you guys for watching. Giddy, I thank you for tuning in. Up, you know what I'm saying, on a Sunday. You know what I'm saying? This was supposed to be what we did. You said Thursday originally?
Wednesday.
Something like that. I don't know. But, you know what I'm saying? We're here on a Sunday. All right? We're here on a Sunday. All right? And I'm glad. I thank you for pulling up and making this episode very enjoyable. So this now concludes every Team Havoc Studios member on an episode of a podcast.
I think it only took him a year.
It only took a year.
It took a year, but I'm here.
hey, but I'm here though. You know what I'm saying? You know, it took a year, but I'm here. You know what I'm saying? So I thank you guys for watching. It's Ranks. It's Giddy. And we're out of here. Peace.